just
to go. I've heard of folks saying that, but I never said that.
Well, there's something else that you'd say. He's something to go. Boy, he's
Trying to go.
Okay. If they were going to put up a new bridge, you might tell someone, now you can't go down through that road because they've got the old bridge is all
torn out. You got the detour.
All right. Do you ever hear people say they had a torn down good time? If someone was well yesterday but is not well today, you'd say, well, she, overnight, she
had a bad spell.
She's sick. She's sick today, so she must have sick last night. She must have, would you say, got sick or took sick?
Yeah, she took sick last night.
All right. He's sick now, but he'll be well again.
Tomorrow, I hope.
A man comes in and he has been coughing and sneezing, and you say, my goodness, you must have
come down, I'm coming down with a cold.
Okay.
I come down with one every night, everybody, and get up the next morning without it.
You sure that's a cold?
I go to bed sneezing a lot of time, next morning, all right.
You all have pollen around here.
Oh, yeah.
The tree, bad.
Talks along to your horse.
And a person who has a cold might have a
cough.
If you're sitting in a chair and you sort of nod off, you'd say, gee, I sure am getting
sleepy.
Now, if in the morning you're asleep and then you
wake up.
All right, and then you turn to your wife and do what to her? I know, she probably gets up before you. Don't start telling me that. But if Mrs. Williams is asleep and you don't want her that way, then you do what?
I'll try to be quiet when I get out.
Would you say you wake her up?
Yeah, I wake up if she don't get up by 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, that time to go to bed.
Okay. Talking about taking medicine, someone might ask you, haven't you your medicine? Haven't you?
If you're taking your medicine, I take it 3 times a day.
Yes, I've
taken my pills.
All right, and I also, pills yesterday.
I take them yesterday, too.
A person who can't hear is
hard to hear.
And if you can't hear at all, then he's
deaf.
A woman too has worked very hard. He comes in with water just off of it. You'd say
wet or sweat.
Okay. And if he worked yesterday, you'd say yesterday he talking about the water coming off of him. Yesterday he really
I didn't say my pressed part, I said sweater.
Okay, fine. Do you remember back when the children especially used to have these big places on them that would come up like a bump and they would drain and they had a hard place on the inside of them?
Well, we never did have no carbuncles or mountain. I just had rides, and I've had rides on me.
Have you?
Yeah, plenty of.
Are carbuncles worse than rising?
Oh, yeah, carbuncle has a coin.
Oh, it does. A rising doesn't have
a coin? No, it's just a blood boil, you know.
I see.
It raises up the hand.